Hello, Paola. Thank you for your question about how we refer to animals, a subject that is always dear to an English person's heart. As you mention in your question, we can use he or she to refer to an animal that is a pet. In fact, we nearly always do this. Not only do we do this when the animal is our own pet, but also when we meet someone else's pet for the first time. For example, if I meet a dog in the park, I will probably ask the owner, "What a lovely dog! How old is he?" I say this even if I'm not sure if the dog is a boy or a girl, because it would be rude to say, "How old is it?" So, what about when we refer to wild animals? I think that, in general, we usually use it as the pronoun for them. For example, you are walking in the countryside with a friend. You see a wild deer and point it out to your friend. "Can you see that deer? It's under the big tree over there." However, there are times when someone might use he or she for a wild animal. For example, if you watch a wildlife show, it is likely that the commentator will refer to an animal that is featured in the program as he or she. Equally, in a work of literature, the writer might refer to an animal that is a character in the story as he or she. The great novel Tarka the Otter by Henry Williamson is a fine example of this choice of writing style. The otter gave but a glance to the bird. She was using all her senses to find enemies. So, why do we use she or he to refer to animals? Simply, it acts to personalize the animal. Therefore, you can choose to use she or he as a pronoun for an animal, be it a pet, a working animal, or a wild animal. However, while this is an everyday style when it comes to pets, it's more likely to be a literary style when it comes to wild animals. I hope that answers your question, and if you have a pet, I hope he or she is well.